In a few moments, we will be introduced to two weary travelers. They are headed for the small town of Bethlehem. There isn't much there. Located just 7 miles south of the city of Jerusalem, Bethlehem is mainly known as the home of David. Our travelers, Joseph and Mary, have a reason to be in Bethlehem. It is Joseph's hometown. He must return to his birthplace and pay taxes to Caesar. Rome's armies occupy the ancient lands of Israel. There are no exceptions, as all residents must pay the tax. Here they are now. Let's listen in on their conversation.
Are we there yet, Joseph?
No, not yet. You just asked me that a few minutes ago.
Bump, bump, bump. I don't know if this baby is going to wait till we get to Bethlehem. What if it doesn't? I can't give birth in this godforsaken desert. Can you go a little faster?
I'm exhausted too, Mary. Walking these many miles. And if you hadn't said yes to God in the first place, we wouldn't be in this situation.
Oh, Joseph, we've been through this so many times. I suppose you would have said no to God's angel? I was just trying to be faithful.
Faithful to who? Did she see an angel? I mean, really? Doesn't she understand how this makes me look? An older man betrothed to a young woman with child. What are the neighbors saying? What does my family think? This is so embarrassing. Did an angel really speak to me? Or was I just dreaming?
We need to stop. I have to relieve myself.
Women!
The traveling party stops for a few moments along the roadside.
Come on, Mary, it's getting late.
I'm doing my best. How in the world did I get into this mess? At first, it was all really exciting. Visiting my cousin Elizabeth, she was with child also. Can you imagine, at her age? We celebrated God's calling together, and even her unborn child leaped for joy. But now, I'm not so sure. What is Joseph thinking? He's been different since this whole thing started. Does he still love me? I feel so alone. And what are the neighbors thinking? This has been hard on my parents as well. Was that angel really speaking to me, or was I dreaming? This trip to Bethlehem doesn't make things any easier.
They finally arrive at Joseph's ancestral home of Bethlehem.
Oh, Joseph, is that it ahead? It looks like a nice little town.
I'd rather be in Nazareth working on my projects. The Romans just order us around and they keep raising the taxes. I don't know why they couldn't make an exception for a couple about to have a baby. We don't have that much money to give them anyway.
I just don't understand why we can't stay with your relatives. You know, Uncle Levi and Aunt Sarah have plenty of room. What about Abraham and his wife? They're really nice people.
Well, you know what the family's like, especially around the holidays. Besides, with you being pregnant and all, I just couldn't ask.
What about staying at that inn up ahead? It looks nice and clean.
But there was no room in the inn. Not that inn, or in fact any inn. There was no vacancy anywhere. One innkeeper finally offered a cave out back where he kept his animals.
This is awful. I am so uncomfortable. My back is killing me, and it stinks in here. It's so damp. I just wish this baby would come.
Who's going to help us deliver it?
Us? I just never thought it would be like this. I mean, I'm so afraid, Joseph. My sister died in childbirth. What if that happens to me? The child won't have a mother. I said yes to God, but I never thought I'd be out in the cold like this. I thought I'd be at home in my own warm bed. I want my mother.
No, Mary. We'll get through this somehow. Good grief! Is this really happening? We're not ready to have a child. How will I be able to keep them safe? Sorry, Mary, but I need to step outside and get some air for a minute.
Mary gives birth to her firstborn son and wraps him in swaddling clothes and lays him in a manger. Joseph comes back into the cave.
Mary, you won't believe what I just saw out there. It was like daylight. Maybe it was a star that was rising.
But Joseph, where have you been? Look who's arrived. My beautiful son.
A new helper for my workshop.
Mary and Joseph and the baby then fell into a deep sleep. The stillness of that night was interrupted by the voices of strangers.
What's all this racket out there? Hey, Mary, it's a bunch of shepherds, but what are they doing here? They should be out in the fields tending sheep.
Keep them away from my child. They're dirty and they've probably been drinking. They might even want to rob us.
Joseph goes to the opening of the cave.
Why are you here? I think you're at the wrong place. What are you looking for? We don't have anything to hand out for you.
But the shepherds knew just what they were looking for. They were led there by a star. Contrary to Mary and Joseph's first impressions, they quietly entered the little cave where Mary and Joseph and the baby were sleeping.
What's this all about?
They've come to worship my son.
I wonder why God would ever choose us. Ordinary people, just living simple lives, just trying to make ends meet.
Joseph was discovering how God is hidden in the most ordinary things, even in the cry of a baby. At this very moment, God comes to you, wherever the gifts of grace and love appear in your life. As Jesus is revealed through the Gospels, we experience the reality of God with us. Whether or not there is snow on the ground, whether we celebrate Christmas alone, whether your wallet is empty, or if you are on a journey like that of Mary and Joseph, not knowing how things are going to end up, the Savior of the world is born to all people.
When the angel came to me, I had no idea how this birth was going to happen. But now I see that God was with us the whole way. On the journey, through the shadows, in the desert, even when I thought we might die out there, and even when there was no place for us.
You're right, Mary. Before we took this journey to Bethlehem, I wasn't sure how to take your news of expecting a child. I thought that maybe I should divorce you.
Divorce me?
Well, quietly, of course. But what was I thinking? Now, my dear one, you don't need to be afraid. I understand why God spoke to me and told me not to abandon you.
God spoke to you, too?
Yes, and I was afraid to tell you.
Oh, afraid to tell me? After all that I've been through?
It's hard to trust when you don't know what the future holds. We've both learned to place our lives in God's hands and to trust our future to him.
And so the little family rested. Mary kept all these things, pondering in her heart with wonder all that God had done for them.
I think we should name him Emmanuel, God with us.
No, the angel told me to call him Jesus, God saves.
My son.
Our son. God's son.
And the child grew in wisdom and strength, fulfilling God's promise to be the Savior of the world, just as the prophets foretold. Through his death and resurrection, all have come to know him as Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Amen.